This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Universal wake-up time is 7 after the hour. How do you do? It's the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, here to offer the platform to wonderful people with great ideas like Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. You can certainly share your thoughts with us, too, on any of our social media, Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. We are here. We even take, in the face of criticism, we smile. Right? There's a lot of people who will send along ideas, pearls of wisdom, if you will. Somebody said failure, if you don't see your failures, then you will not succeed. I think there's something to be said for that, right? Successful people see criticism, failure as a way to move ahead. And I think none of us are perfect. We discuss the imperfections of humanity every day here, right, back and forth. As a matter of fact, I was interested in what's going on in Beijing as activists disrupt the flame lighting ceremony this week for the Winter Olympics, protesting human rights violations in China. How long do you suppose those people are going to be around?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, but good for them. At least they're braver than the rest of the world participating in the Olympics.
Right, thank you, because not anybody else is standing up to the Chinese government as well. We ought to all be by not buying the stuff made in China, by not participating in anything. I think as a country, if we have, you know, our, even though the Olympians work so hard to be so good at what they do, you know, what's more important, the games? And maybe this is the issue. Are the games more important or dealing with the Chinese and what it is that they're doing to the rest of the world, the government there?
Well, it's not even the rest of the world. This is the protesting came from how they're treating their own citizens.
Their own people.
This is all human rights violations and the Uyghur Muslims and in the concentration camps. And I mean, that's, you know, this was a group of 180 human rights groups have been calling for a boycott.
Groups,
on
not
this.
Individuals.
Yeah.
Groups.
And so, I mean, think about it. It'd be like having the Olympics in Germany during the Holocaust. I mean, is that a great look? Would we?
I thought it was such BS
that the International Olympic Committee, the president, Thomas Bach, he said that the Olympics must be respected as a politically neutral ground. That is such
really?
BS.
It is. BS.
I don't agree with that at all. That's,
well,
I just don't know
your,
why the Olympic Committee can't get together and say, still have the Olympics, but say China's no longer invited. Bye.
They're not an option.
Out.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we did that kind of, we didn't, but the powers that be sort of did that with the Russians, right? And then
the Russians
skirted around
they
it.
They shut it in, so why not?
Whatever.
I mean, we were at Sochi not too long ago, right? So, but it's still, they did that to the athletes who were doping. But still, if you can extend a ban to the athletes who are doping, and obviously the country is, you know, in Russia, that's clearly their MO. But I don't know. I don't know why you can't extend it to and put other actual countries on the list and say, no, you need to clean up your act or you're not eligible to have to throw your name in the ring. You're just not. I mean,
somebody's got to draw a line in the sand someplace, and we haven't certainly done it. Maybe these people will be the inspiration for it in some way, shape, or form. And how would this group compare to what happened January 6th in America? Because the Chinese were all over, look at America! They're falling apart! They're invading their own capital! They're going to tear the government down!
Yeah.
Oh, they had a great time with that.
Yeah, well, this was only three. Well, this was three protesters who made it into the temple where they light the flame. Yeah. And then there were other protesters outside who were arrested before they got there. So it wasn't a very large group because I think people know what happens when you do that in China.
Right. Well, that's the thing. At least here in America, those people are still around, whether they get prosecuted or not. But in China, they just find a hole, shoot them, and bury them, and that's the end of that. So, speaking of holes, do you know the First Street Foundation? Do you know who they are?
The what?
First Street Foundation.
No, I never heard of them.
It's a group of flood research people, and this week they're presenting a paper which kind of looks like a warning to people and communities. I don't know whether I sometimes I don't like to do this, but then when I think afterwards we present information that nobody else does or try to find things to tell you about, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not so good. This is not so good. They say 25% of all the critical infrastructure in America, police stations, airports, hospitals, all of these and more are at risk of being rendered inoperable because of flooding as climate change affects, extreme weather affects us more and more and more in the next 20, 30 years or so. During the next 30, 40 years, if the climate continues to warm up, the risk of floods grows more dire on the coasts. 2 million miles of roadway currently at risk of becoming impassable because of flooding. We've seen a lot of that, I think, this year. Down where you are, Jay, in Tennessee, there have been huge storms. We've had them here in the Northeast, but down there, because it's so hilly, weren't there problems with a lot of roads? I'm asking because I don't really know about that there were big
problems. Yeah, there's even signs that are always permanently up, kind of like the yield signs and stop signs that say road may flood, turn around. Like, it's a constant thing. Turn around, don't drown. The roads get flooded so quick. The rivers will just totally bust.
And yet
people still have to constantly be rescued.
And you
people
know
think
why
if they're
they
in,
do,
like, an SUV, they just keep going.
Here's why they do that. Because people have no common sense, and they have no knowledge about how a car, an internal combustion engine, works. Diesel's different than gasoline. If you drive into a puddle and the water splashes into the intake area or into the air cleaner, into even the manifold area, the water goes into the engine and see you later. It stalls in the middle of the, and you can see this happening over and over and over. People plow and, you know, the ads for the Jeeps that you see them, the off-road Jeeps, they go into the water, over the woods and through the hill to grandma's house. Try that on a highway. You can't do it because the water, when it gets in the engine, diesels are different. Diesels will make it through. I was thinking about electric cars. Do you get electrocuted? If you go into, how about that? Think about that. Seriously, I don't know the answer to it, but it would make sense. Electric cars, everything is electric.
Running it on a rechargeable battery, so the answer is no. If you have a remote control that's that you can recharge, or like your iPhone is a rechargeable battery, if you drop it in water, you're not going to get electrocuted unless it's plugged in. So
I'd imagine you'd be able to like drive in the rain if that were the case.
Right, yeah, that's not how it works. But that's a good theory. That's a fun theory to explore.
Well, the reason I thought about it is because if you take a battery that has positive and negative end to it, and you put them together in the water, and you put posts on both of them, connect them with a wire, and you were unfortunate enough to have your hands in the water, good night.
He does not like electric cars, and he's trying to scare people away.
And that's not
you said
really
you would never drive an electric
true.
Car.
Well, I wouldn't ever drive an electric car. That's beside the point. Some people
if you're in your Tesla and you drive in a rainstorm or through a puddle, you're not going to die.
How do you know? Have you ever done it?
You're not going to get electrocuted.
How do you know?
Because I have friends with Teslas who drive
you
through
always have
storms.
Friends. You and your damn friends.
I have two friends with Teslas, and
two
I have
friends.
Driven in the car. Yeah, two different friends with two different
have
Teslas.
Have you driven into a big puddle so that the car was surrounded by
water
up to the windows?
Can you try to electrocute us? I would love to see how that goes. Please, let's just drive through the biggest puddle
we can
find.
Could you just have them electrocute themselves and not you in it? Because I'll miss you if you're not here.
I would miss my friends, thanks.
You would.
That's sacrificing my friends. No, this is stupid. You cannot get electrocuted from driving your Tesla in a puddle.
There's something to be said for...
There's nothing to be said for that.
In flooding situations. Look at how this deteriorated.
Well, anyway, going back to this study, the thing that is kind of alarming, they issued a map of the United States that pinpoints where all of these, it's 1.2 million residential properties are at risk, 2,000 pieces of critical infrastructure like airports and hospitals and stuff. And then hazardous waste sites.
I think the people where Jennifer is in California would welcome this.
I know. And then, well, but see, the thing about the map, though, is that this is not just affecting the coasts. This affects a whole lot of the country where you wouldn't necessarily think about rivers and lakes overflowing. There are a lot of flood zones that I was shocked to see.
Well, that's why I brought up where Jay is in Nashville, because that's not necessarily the first place you think of when it comes to floods. You think about Louisiana, you think about Florida, you think about the coastal areas, and you don't think about Tennessee. But maybe that points out the fact that we're all vulnerable to a point. But then, what's the solution? If we have 30 years, and a lot of people, Elon Musk says, we got to colonize Mars because we're going to ruin this planet, how soon do we have to do that? I guess that's
That's the whole point, of lowering carbon emissions.
What comes out
of
this?
The higher
okay.
the
so, but what do you do? What's the action step that you take after understanding what the First Street Foundation says? Okay, so what do we do next? How do we keep this from happening? Is there some reasonable way of dealing with the problem?
There are a lot of companies that are working on carbon capture, where they literally suck it right out of the atmosphere. And I mean, there's lots of tech out there that can really make a substantial difference. And it's frustrating because so many people just don't want to talk about it. And they're very reasonable, plausible, and
a political thing just
items.
Like everything else?
Yes, of course. Yeah. It's so stupid. People, men don't really, man doesn't have any influence on this. Yes, we do. It's that's been established for 30 years of science. It's just people don't want to believe it because it doesn't line up with their political views. I mean, that's where, it just, and then other people who say, cows out grazing. Now, I'm not talking factory farms. I'm talking like cows out on your farm up in New England and not produce, you don't have coal-fired factory farms. Those cows are not affecting climate change with their methane farts. That's just not happening. So, some people on the super far left don't want to even think of that, and then all cows are bad. No, that's not true. But it's
no
all political.
Such thing as a
bad cow. So stupid.
18 after the hour.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three after the hour now here on the DJV program, so we can't play Christmas music. Can I sing some Christmas music? What do you think? How about that? We can't get.
I think that's also not allowed. They'll pull down the podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, I would not
really?
Advise that.
Can I sing it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Can I even mention that Christmas is coming? Or is that
you can talk about it, but any singing.
Really? Humming?
Well, it's because you're such a good singer that they confuse you with the real artist, and then they pull it down. So.
What do you mean,
so
not a real artist? I am a real artist. What are you talking about?
Right.
A real artist. Okay, Jay, this is your turn to take over with some trending things. And surprise, surprise, folks, there are Christmas items that are in the trending box. Gee, I wonder why they were talking about Christmas music. Well, here we go. What about Kelly Clarkson? What's happening with her?
She debuted her holiday album, and it's pretty
awesome. It's not
a
podcast, right?
Nope. It's a full-on album. It's her singing. She is part owner of
it. But if she was doing a podcast, I can't imagine Kelly Clarkson doesn't do a podcast. There's got to be a Kelly Clarkson podcast for something, right?
I don't think so. She's
really
busy. Yeah, I mean, she's on The Voice, and she does her daily talk show. That's a lot.
Mm. All right, well, anyway. So what's the album called?
The album is When Christmas Comes Around, and it has some of the Christmas staples like Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Santa Baby, Last Christmas. It's
Beginning can you even say those
Christmas.
On a podcast? Even
yes, names? You can say the titles.
Oh, you can. Okay. Right.
Yes. Yep. And one of the songs that's gaining a lot of traction is her song with Ariana Grande, Santa, Can't You Hear Me, which is, you know, they're both powerhouse singers, so it's a powerhouse song. Yeah, it has like a big band sound, and they're doing the kind of the answer and repeat sing song, and it's pretty good.
But we can't
definitely
play
gets
any
you
of
in
that,
the,
folks, because it gets us into trouble. No.
Definitely gets you into the holiday spirit, that's for sure.
Right. But how do we know? Because we can't hear it here. That's the sad reality. To whom do we speak about this? Like, do we have call up Biden? Can we call Biden up and tell him? Well, who fixes that? Music is
I'm sure there's somebody you can write a really nasty letter to, Doug.
Right. Well, thank you, Jay.
Who will really listen and really respond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really
won't
care.
Won't use the toilet paper at all.
Right. No.
Here, oh, I got a letter from Stefan. Hold on.
Thanks. That's the way Jennifer usually reacts when I send her
That's
a note.
Right.
Rip it up. All right. Kim Kardashian now is in the focus. Why?
This is kind of really interesting. So a photo that went viral from the 2018 Met Gala of Kim rocking a gold dress standing next to a golden artifact, a coffin. Turns out there was like a whole long-running criminal case. The coffin was stolen, fake documents were created, and this coffin, there's this whole big thing. This coffin traded hands a number of times before finally being sold to the Met Museum for over $4 million by using these fake documents, and it was all because of Kim's photo that went viral standing next to it that people found out that, hey, here's where it went. Here's the real origins. It was this whole big thing.
All and this happens all the time. Photo. Yeah, I mean, this has been part of a kind of like a true crime podcast series. And so this stuff happens all the time. You know, it's art that's bought and sold on the black
market. Crooked lawyers.
And sometimes, okay, so sometimes.
No, seriously. I told you the story on the air. My wife's second husband was a lawyer for a big white shoe, what do they call them, white shoe firm in Boston. And he was in charge of the Met, what do they call, what's the Metropolitan Museum in Boston? What's it called? I didn't get that's what it's called. Anyway, the big museum that has all of the paintings. And he was falsifying, they were phony. And he was falsifying, they were paying him off, and he was falsifying that they were the real thing. He got disbarred, and the law firm got fined, and all that stuff.
Well, he's not the only one to do
it. That's what I'm saying. Crooked lawyers
are
all the
time. And especially, the hardest part, though, is when you have an ancient Egyptian artifact, it's very difficult to establish the provenance, and that's the big problem.
Provenance?
The history of it, the validity and the history of who has owned it. It's very difficult to establish that, so, and that's why it's easy to do fake documents.
All right. Sounds like day or dare to me. It's 28 after the hour. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Keep listening for a free offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of sticking your fingers over and over again. By simply wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of sticking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar daily and administering insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. We'll send you a free ebook telling you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. Your new CGM may be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call now to learn more. 800-524-9313. 800-524-9313. That's 800-524-9313.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Facebook has agreed to pay up to $14.25 million to settle allegations it discriminated against U.S. workers by reserving positions for temporary visa holders, the Justice Department announced on Tuesday. A congressional committee probing January 6 voted unanimously on Tuesday in favor of contempt of Congress charges against Steve Bannon, a longtime aide to former President Trump. Approval of the report paved the way for the entire House, run by Democrats, to vote on whether to recommend contempt charges. That vote is set for Thursday and is expected to pass. The U.S. Census Bureau is reporting the number of students enrolled in education systems dropped nearly 3 million between 2019 and 2020. This marks the lowest level of school enrollment for those under 35 years of age in the past 20 years. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
With Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg away from his job for an extended paternity leave, the supply chain problems worsened in America. Pete made the TV circuit over the weekend. Mr. Buttigieg on CNN.
Even though I've been on paternity leave and I'm proud of it, obviously given the nature of my job, when you take a job like mine, you understand and accept that you're going to have to be available 24/7 depending on what's going on, and you're going to have to engage, and I did, even if that meant taking a phone call or making a decision from a hospital room. But I am so thankful for the phenomenal work that my colleagues at the Department of Transportation have done and are doing, and I'm thankful to be part of an administration that is walking the walk on our family values.
Montana Representative Republican Matt Rosendale on Newsmax Tuesday said Buttigieg is in over his head, and his previous experience as mayor of South Bend, Indiana, isn't enough.
They're grasping for excuses on how to explain away the supply chain problems. We've got ships that are anchored off of the coast of California. We've got shelves that are going empty. We've got Christmas just on the horizon. And we've got this administration putting out additional policies to make it even more difficult to keep our shelves filled up. They've got mandates that are going to keep truck drivers off the highway and dock workers off of the docks. And it just doesn't make any sense whatsoever, instead of going out and trying to make sure that we can get these supply chains loosened up so that we can get shelves filled and people back to work again.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You're paying attention. That's good, right? That's the DJB program. I'm Doug Steffen, veteran broadcaster. Jennifer Horn is also a veteran broadcaster, as is Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. So apparently there is a big to-do going on at the moment with the labor movement and the labor crunch. So what will this do to the labor movement? There is a, I was talking to somebody yesterday who pretty much is an expert when it comes to the law of immigration or immigration law. And he said to me that there is a plan afoot. The feds are coming up with a plan to allow people who are in the country already, who are not criminals, who can take courses in becoming American citizens, to be given authority to take jobs as long as they get a Social Security number and they pay taxes.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't know. I guess that's why I'm bringing it up, to see what you think.
Paying taxes is, it's the first step. But the question is also, how many people can we handle? And
But the rationale here, Jennifer, is whether we have credibility on this front or not. The question is, how many people do we need to fill $15 an hour jobs at Wendy's or at whatever the store is, or wherever the labor needs are, because there is a serious... I went yesterday. What did I do?
But
what's something
like
that wouldn't let me in because there was nobody in this... They couldn't... Oh, I know what it was. I went to a Boston market the other night, and it was closed. There was a big sign on the door that said, we're closed because we don't have any help. We have nobody to close the store, so we've closed early. Huh?
So I think, why not vetting people who are already here and having them
then
pay
how
taxes?
Do we do that,
and then,
how do
well,
we
but
vet?
Like he said to you, you know, people who don't have a criminal record, people who are going through the process of getting a Social Security number. I mean, why not?
Yeah. 4. They can get work permits already. They should be able to, to work. I mean, the thing is that I don't think that we have this I think we have created in the last year and a half people who are happy with mediocrity, people who don't have a good, strong work ethic, and people who are happier living off the government dole than they are going to work.
Made it easy.
And so not that there's, well, there's not a shortage of people. There are enough people to build the jobs.
Yeah.
They're just people who want to sit at home and sit on their butts all day playing video games, watching TV on their phone.
What kind of a life is that, though, under the
surface? Well, this is what we've created. I mean, this is the spirit of America, which is work as hard as you can and to do better for your family. That's dead. I mean, it has been killed, and it's been killed for a lot of different reasons. We could go through them all, but
there was a big to-do in Los Angeles. My son and I were talking about this yesterday because the technical people were going to go on strike. I guess they did make a deal last minute, so they're not going to go on strike, but it could have shut down all the movies in production.
It's IATSE, which is the union that does like the grips, all of the people behind the scenes, basically on productions. But they hit a deal. But, you know, it was really funny. I had a guy who called. I do a morning show in Los Angeles for those people who don't know. And so I have this guy who called in. And we're talking about the strike. And he said, you know, these big companies are making so much money and we're just not getting our share. And I said, okay, well, take me through what you're earning and what your day is like. And he said, well, I make six figures. I make a good living, but the studios, they're making more than me. And I said, okay, well, tell me what your day is like. He said, well, I drive to XYZ. I pick people up, take them to location, and now I'm sitting in my car listening to you.
That's heavy lifting, huh?
And I said, are you trying to get me to feel sorry for you, sir? Like, you drive, a few miles, you drop people off, and then you sit in the car and listen to talk radio. I mean, I'm grateful that you're sitting there listening to talk radio, but where's the justification?
Because I've seen a lot of other people coming forward with what they do, and it's a lot more than just driving people to set. And so I think that that's an unfortunate example of someone getting lumped into
example?
What the other.
I don't know. What's a better example?
Well, if other people who are actually, you know, working like the technical end of production, I mean, your son would know this better than any of us, you know, having worked on TV shows, you know, those people, if they're not getting overtime, or if they're not getting, you know, any benefits or whatever it is, I mean, there are plenty of people who are making the complaints that they're just not being treated fairly.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. Yeah. It's a lot more than just driving somebody to a set. That's a horrible example.
All right.
It's a horrible example of, you know, I wish that someone, because I've seen a lot of people posting about this on social media, like, I wish someone else who actually did a lot more than just drive someone to the set had called in and gotten in so that we could have a better idea of what their day is,
because
it's long hours,
a lot of people who have
no
holidays. I mean,
they're still making
six figures, which is great. I mean, the fact is that the minimum wage is $15, and now you've got people who are saying, well, that's not enough.
But
now I want 20.
Well, this guy is a driver, and he's making over $100,000 a year?
He said, I make six figures a year. Yeah.
He's a driver?
Yes.
I'm not taking
I know. This is what I'm
know.
Saying.
I'm not losing a lot of sleep
I'm,
over
it. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, this guy's making more money than all of us, probably, and he's sitting in his car with his feet up on his dashboard, and he's worried that he's not making enough because Netflix is making more than him. Like, give me a break. I don't know. I just feel like we've gotten so over-inflated with people's entitlements.
There's an entitlement. Yeah, there's an entitlement philosophy here. Okay, so apparently the cause of the death of the Tiger King zookeeper has been revealed. It's one of the most popular shows. I admit to having not ever seen it. The girls chastise me all the time because I don't watch this show. So you want for the people who are unwashed.
Another season coming out soon, right?
Right. Well, is there? I don't know. You tell me if that's.
That's what I've been hearing. Yeah,
that's
there's
what
another
we heard.
Season coming to Netflix.
Okay. So this guy who testified against Joe Exotic in his trial in 2019 died, right? And so there was an investigation into how he died. Would there have been if he hadn't testified against Joe Exotic?
He was already a star from the story, so I think yes. I mean, his story continued because he testified against Joe, but I think he was already a part of the series, so people would be like, oh, he died.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder why.
Right. His real name is, this guy, his name is Joseph Maldonado. He is at the Exotic, what is it, Wynwood
well,
Exotic
a, that's,
Animal
that's Tiger
exotic.
King's name. Yeah,
yeah, that's
oh, it
Joe
is?
Exotic.
Yeah.
Oh, well, why? How did that get mixed up with it? Anyway, the guy's name was Cowie who died. And I don't, the reason I brought it up is because who cares? I mean, it's, other than his family, why is that a big deal? Unless he stuck his head into the mouth of a tiger and he got eaten off.
I mean, I don't think it was like front page news, but he was on TV. So when someone on TV with some notoriety dies, people talk about it.
Well, especially because Tiger King was such a big hit, especially at the height of the pandemic when everybody was shut in.
Mm-hmm. All right. I brought it up and I sound like I'm
Well, and the cause of death was alcohol use.
Yeah, he's a drunk. Okay. Joe Biden is going to meet with Pope Francis. This is really mixing it up here. The Pope after a story about a drunk. The Pope wants to meet with the President October 29th. Joe's going to Europe for a couple of high-profile global summit meetings. So they're going to get together to discuss working on efforts grounded in, quote, respect for fundamental human dignity and the ending of the COVID problem, tackling climate crisis, and caring for the poor. So what's the Pope going to do about the climate crisis? I can see maybe...
he's been pretty vocal about it, but, I mean, it's because... And the reason that he's connected to it is because the statistics show that climate crises affect the poor more than the wealthy. And so that's why he's been focused on that. And if
but
you
everything
think about
affects the poor. If you don't have money, you're... in a different place.
But where the poor, where like statistically impoverished people live, it's always in flood zones or, you know, areas that are more susceptible to hurricanes or bad storms. I mean, we have it in our country. Demographically, you can easily look it up and look around. And it happens everywhere around the world. That's why Pope Francis has been, because, you know, the impoverished is something that is very, I guess that's his sort of calling card. That's like his
you know,
big,
it always says
you know.
It starts with you. Do you think that we could tell Pope Francis to stop with the smoke when they're looking for a new pope? I mean, maybe that would work, right?
Right. The pollution there.
You know how they do the black smoke?
Is, Biden,
we have a winner.
Does Biden go to church every week? Is he Catholic?
Apparently, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's the second
they
Catholic.
Say he's the most religious president that we've had in modern times in terms
really?
Of how
what
often
constitutes
he goes to
being
church.
Religious in your
well,
mind?
Well, like I was just saying, in terms of how often he goes to Mass.
That doesn't mean a thing to me.
I'm just saying that that's, I get it. I don't,
yeah, I'm not yeah, attacking
I'm just saying
you.
That's
I'm just
how
saying,
they have said, that's how it has been recorded that he is the most religious. To be religious means to do something habitually, so it doesn't mean that he's more spiritual.
Does
it? Just means
religiously with a small r.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so the quiz question, Jill, is, who was the first? If Joe's the second Catholic president, who was the first?
Kennedy.
You're not Jay. I was going to have Jay maybe put that up there. Is that
oh, your
I
thought you said Jill. I thought you said Jill.
You
yeah,
said
that's
Jill.
What
I thought you said Biden.
Oh. I didn't know what that's where I thought we were going to.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what's happening.
Yes, I was thinking about Jill Biden. So I was confused. I had a senior moment. What are you going to do, take me out and shoot me? Anyway, the Pope... is I do every once in a while I get sensitive about forgetting things, and it bothers me. It really does. And I'm not talking about the Jill thing. I was just looking at the name.
Do you take ginkgo biloba?
Who's your what?
Do you take ginkgo biloba?
I do.
My mom cried on me yesterday because
why?
Of the... Because she helps me out in the office one day a week, and she filed something wrong. And I said, oh, hey, just be careful because I noticed this was this. And it, she's like,
I think I'm losing it. Hold on. I probably shouldn't say that on the air, but it's, I don't feel alone. I think there, it's real when you feel like you're slipping and you're like, I said, Mom, I forget this
all
the
time.
Like, it does. Yeah,
it happens to everybody. I've been forgetting things for years. Who are you?
I forgot
all
the things I knew. I forgot what I forgot.
Right. So don't get your liver in a quiver, folks, is the bottom line on that one. If you're forgetting things, it's okay. We all, it depends on how busy you are. I happen to be a very busy fellow, and I can't remember sometimes what I have to write things. Somebody said to me the other day, you'll get a kick out of this, Victoria. So I'm with a one of the guys, the mechanics that works on my trucks, young kid, 22 years old, fabulous kid. I love this kid. I'd adopt him if he had a problem. So anyway, he's helping me put some things on Facebook Marketplace. And his father is there, and his father, it would be like his father could be my son, and this kid could be my grandson. So, and then we all get along great. We have great fun with each other. And so they're making fun of me because I don't know how to put things on Facebook Marketplace. So he took my iPhone, and the thing he looks at, he says, what is this, an iPhone 1?
How about you had an 8?
I think I do have an 8. I tried to take, nah, they said it's a 1. Anyway. So, and then we went into how to do it, and he'd post stuff, and then he'd say, here, you know how to do that? Do it with the next thing. I don't forget our exclusive podcast, Zodiac Magic, boys and girls. It's astrologer Laura Banks and psychic Mary O'Malley helping you through day by day, each day of the week. Every week it's new. And so this week is a very good week because we're out of Mercury retrograde. If you're interested in this sort of thing, check it out at ZodiacMagicPodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. Uri Geller joins us from his museum, which is down in the... Well, actually, I've seen pictures, but I haven't been there yet. I'm going later this year. There is a sort of a downstairs, because this is an old facility that you found in old Jaffa in Tel Aviv. So does it go down like the catacombs in the Vatican? Well, how far down does this, does the, do the things, the,
oh,
all the
wait,
things you
listen,
have?
Listen, Dougie, you're talking about old Jaffa, which is 6,000 years old.
Yeah.
Now, I guarantee you that if I start digging under our dungeons, we will find more and more rooms, because we are talking about a pileup, a buildup of ancient buildings. Jaffa was and is the oldest port in the Middle East. It's 6,000 years old. Jaffa was conquered and many times burnt down, rebuilt, burnt down again. I'm actually looking out of the doorway, and I can see exactly the point where Napoleon broke into, invaded old Jaffa. So this place is steeped in history. Now, can you imagine, you walk in here, and you can see in my museum Darth Vader, the Bee Gees, you see the Rolling Stones, you see my Cadillac that was two years in the Museum of Israel, you see a Donald Trump's cap, Make America Great Again, signed for me. So you see eclectic and incredible stuff from Michael Jackson to Muammar Gaddafi. This is really a very unusual and stunning place. Everybody who visits it just says to me they've never been in such a museum before. This is something that they have never witnessed anywhere. Somebody even told me that it's more interesting than Dali, Salvador Dali's museum in Spain. I'm looking, then I found the ancient soap factory under the ground. This is going back 900 years. How they made soap 900 years ago, olive oil soap. I'm looking at Vice President Pence's binocular, which probably was used in South Korea when he peered into North Korea. I'm looking at that, gosh, I can't believe this, Mick Jagger's guitar, which just arrived about 2 weeks ago, with all the five signs on the white guitar. I'm looking at Ming Dynasty vases. I'm looking at my Vespa, which I bought at the age of 16 and a half in Cyprus. It's 1963. And look, I can go on and on, but finally I'm looking at the horoscope machine that is from 1946, which was rumored to be in the White House when Reagan was a president, because Nancy believed in horoscopes. And what she did. Look, she put in a coin and her horoscope would come out. Unbelievable. So anyone who will ever come to Israel, you must come and visit the place, because it's stunning. And Doug, don't forget, my new book is Uri Geller Learn How to Douse. And you can follow me on Instagram, The Uri Geller.
The Uri Geller. You go to urigeller.com, U-R-I-G-E-L-E-R. One of the things that I like about this, you're the focus, but yet so many other people and so many other things are the focus because of your experiences. I guess as much as anything else, you've brought so much into other people's lives and they brought into your life. And this is a way to share. I think that's what is so much fun about this. Somebody pretty much internationally, everybody knows who you are, but there's a lot of stuff in here that relates more to other people than to you, even though it's the Uri Geller Museum. It's other
exactly
people that
exactly
have made.
Okay, Dougie, we'll speak next week. A big hug for me and lots of positive energy to all our listeners.
All right, there it is. Uri Geller, again, the book is called Learn to Douse. You can get that at his website, urigeller.com, or wherever you get your books. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour. We like to talk about what is unique, what's different, people who are unique, ideas that are unique. This is not the place to go to have an expected conversation about who's the bad guy of the day, who's the politician of the day. The world that we live in is filled with people who have great things to talk about, whether it's your health and well-being, whether it's your psychic stability, your mind stability, whether it's how to take care of your pet. All of those things are an important part of our overall general focus here on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.